Unions are hailing a federal court judgment as a big win for casual and labour hire workers, saying it'll pave the way for better workplace entitlements. The court found that a casual FIFO worker in the coal mining sector was entitled to paid leave because he worked in an ongoing regular work arrangement. But industry groups disagree with the decision and say it'll cause uncertainty for business and workers. Catherine Gregory reports.
The same work as and the same roster as permanent employees. And unfortunately, when I was sacked, I didn't get the same entitlements that they were entitled to.
Paul Skeen, a former casual FIFO truck driver for the Queensland Mines, is speaking in a union video about his win in the federal court. It found he's actually entitled to accrued annual leave pay after termination because he'd been working regularly and continuously on a fixed roster for 2.5 years. Tony Ma is the national president of the union, the CFMEU, which represented Paul Skeen in the federal court. He says the decision is a game changer. It could stop employers hiring workers as permanent casuals and stop the increased casualisation of the workforce across many industries.
This has rewritten the law in terms of judicial interpretation. So if you're a casual and working in similar circumstances, you have now have a claim. There are probably millions of workers who have been wrongly chiselled out of their leave entitlements.
Tony Ma wants casual workers' entitlements like paid leave written into the law under the Fair Work Act. Industry group representatives also want reform of the Fair Work Act, but for a very different purpose. Stephen Smith is with the Australian Industry Group.
In the light of this decision, a very important amendment needs to be made to the Act, and that is to define in the Act in the very standard way what a casual is. And the standard definition is if you're engaged as a casual and you're paid a casual, then you are a casual. That should be the end of the matter.
He's concerned the court's decision will only create uncertainty for both businesses and casual workers, the latter because employers might be turned off from hiring them. University of Sydney professor John Buchanan is a workplace relations expert. He thinks the court made the right decision.
This is not a decision which is overturning years of authority. This is a decision which is building on many good precedents. So what I think will happen is that employers will probably become conflicted now. Employers want those benefits, long-term employment relations, but they don't want to pay for them. So one response from the employers could be to actually chop up people's rosters and make it more irregular. Second response would be to quite clearly separate in their payment what the base rate is and what the casual rate is.
Professor John Buchanan, ending that report by Catherine Gregory. And a spokesperson for the Workplace Minister, Craig Laundy, has told AM that the minister is reviewing the court's decision, including any broader implications.